Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. I'm Brother Robbins, and this is Open Forum, a Bible study program where you may call in and get Bible answers to all your Bible questions. This program is broadcast every Thursday from 7:30 to 8:30 and is sponsored by the Church of Christ in Brookshire, Texas, where I serve your local minister. It's also in accordance with the Daniel Luke Church of Christ, Louis Parker IV, the local minister, but also our panel of guests, Louis Parker IV, and Louis Parker Jr., and Brother P. Stewart from the West End Church of Christ, and Brother Brown serves out as our moderator. We're thankful to God for this opportunity to come on the air live again to share with you God's holy and divine word. We want you to know that this program was designed with you in mind, and we want to speak the truth and love. We want to thank you for tuning in. All our calls to know that we want you, we love you all, and we speak the truth in love. At this time, we'll pause for prayer, and we'll ask Brother Parker to read our prayer for us. Brother Parker.
Oh, he's not on yet, but I can go ahead and do it.
Good, Brother Brown.
Okay. Let us bow. Our Father in heaven, we come before you this evening. Just thank you for this day. I want to thank you for your son, Jesus, who came down from heaven to the sinful world and gave his life on the cross that we may have everlasting life. Just be obedient to his will. Father, we want to thank you for the show that we may go out and teach your word and spread the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we just pray for knowledge and understanding of your word that we may teach it plainly and purely as possible. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Brown. Good evening again. This is Brother Robin. We welcome you to Open Forum here on Blog Talk Radio. As we said, we want to invite you to all of our schedule of services. At Sunday morning at 9:45, we have Bible study for all ages. At 10:45, we have our morning worship services. And on Wednesday at 7:30, we have Bible study for all ages. And we encourage you to please come out and take part with us and worship with us at the Church of Christ in Brookshire, Texas, where I serve as your local minister. We thank you to God for this program and all our panel guests. We thank you to have Brother Brown on with us as serve at our as our moderator. And don't be bashful. If you have questions, please call us. Dial that number Brother Brown gives you, and we will get your call on the air live. Our motto is, the dumbest question in the world is the one that's never asked. You never know. It may be someone else listening who have a question in the same area you may have a question with. And we can all benefit from the answer. We will not give you our opinions or our personal feelings or how we feel about things. We'll only give you what the Bible says. The safest ground one can take is to simply speak what the Bible speaks, silence what the Bible is silent, calling Bible things by Bible names, and doing Bible things in Bible ways. Number to call with your questions and comments is 1-347-850-8256. 1-347-850-8256. You know, Brother Brown, last week we had dealt with this thing about why do bad things happen to good people on the airline. On the same evening, about 2 or 3 hours that night, I was driving back from picking up my son from work, and we were heading back to the hospital because my daughter had surgery. And we were headed back to the hospital about 11:30 last Thursday night. And while sitting at the red light, somebody ran through the red light and ran right into the back of us, sent me and my son to the hospital. And we spent the rest of Thursday night and Friday in the hospital ourselves because somebody rear-ended us. The road speed limit there was 45 miles an hour, and they were going way faster than that. As a matter of fact, some got arrested for drunk driving while intoxicated. And that is truly a shame that we hear all these advertisements all the time about don't drink and drive. If you must do that kind of thing, get you a designated driver. We hear it all the time, and yet people tend to ignore it. They tend to ignore and ignore and ignore. And that's something to say about that. If you know that's what the law says and you're going to violate it anyway, prepare yourself not only for some jail time, but some bail money too, because you're going to jail, you got to be able to bail out, and if you keep doing that kind of thing, you're going to hell too. The point is, the law of the land is there really. It's not for the ones who do good. It's for the ones who do evil, for the ones who break these policies of law, these lawless kind of people. The law is designed to serve those who do good. It's to punish those who do evil. Now, the point is this. We thank God it wasn't worse. But still, that doesn't give anybody the excuse to break the law. You pull your Bible by the law, unless it comes in violation of God's law. Then you got a choice to make. Amen. So we thank God it wasn't worse. And I want to thank all those out there who prayed for us and my family while my daughter was going through her deal with surgery, and all those doctors and nurses and those in the medical field who aided her in her recovery and still are. We thank God for all the prayers, all the calls that sent up on our prayers sent up on our behalf, and the calls and letters and the phone calls that we received in my daughter's death. And we thank God for that. But tonight, with that same theme in mind, I want to ask a question. When people turn their back on God, what can they expect? That's a good question. People turn their back on God, what can they expect? I want you to call us to discuss this matter on the air. When people turn away from God, turn their back on God, what can they expect? The number to call is 1-347-850-8256. Brother Brown, you there? Give me a comment, Brother Brown.
Yes, sir. That's a good comment. Why do good things happen to bad people? You know, we all in this world of evil, which is Satan's world. So I mean, you know, stuff's gonna happen that we can't stop from happening. But you know, we have faith in God. And, you know, he'll bring us through it. Because I had some stuff happen to me. I'm like, dang, why this happened to me? But, you know, I try not to question God about what happens to everybody and go along.
Yeah, well, I can appreciate that, Brother Brown. And people need to realize while we live in this world, you got to realize a lot of bad things happen. It's got a pure chance. And besides that, it's Satan behind the scene. Here, the wise man said in Ecclesiastes chapter 11, and we're going to start reading, Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse number 11. The wise man says this, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor for men of skill, but time and chance happening to them all. We live in that kind of world. Some people have really advanced in life because they happen to be in the right place at the right time by pure chance. And some people have lost their lives and went to misfortune for being in the wrong place at the wrong time. Like, here's an example. William Boney, better known as Billy the Kid, he was killed out of pure chance. As he was going to get ready for bed, they were barbecuing a steer, roasting a steer. And he went down to get some meat before he went to bed with no shoes on. He went inside to ask the man for a knife at the fort. The guy gave him a knife, and as he was getting ready to depart, to leave the room to go to get some meat,
I forgot about this radio program. We got to close up. I don't know where you're at on things, but you had it out earlier, okay?
Hello, you there?
Okay, well, come on.
Brother Parker, you there?
Brother Parker.
Hello, yes, sir.
We're on live. I was telling the story about Billy the Kid. Hang on a minute. So as Billy the Kid was beginning to exit the room, in sheer darkness, Deputy Sheriff Pat Garrett fired a shot and hit him in the heart out of pure chance. That's how Billy the Kid died. See, so we're under that kind of aura in this life. Time and chance have to go. And Jesus, our Lord, said God's grace is the one that's just and was unjust. So we all get that. But as far as being in a covenant relationship with God, that comes by way of obeying the gospel. Good things and bad things have all over this globe. The two greatest forces in the whole world is good and evil. And man has a choice as to which way he want to go. Man is a free moral agent. He has the ability to choose. So the ball really is in your court as to whether you want to obey God or not, because we're still asking, what can we expect when we turn our back on God? The number to call is 1-347-850-8256. Bill Parker.
Hello? Hello?
Bill Parker, you there?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh, I'm here. Yeah. What was the topic again? I just got on late. What is the topic?
We're saying, what can we expect when we turn our backs on God? What can you expect? Go ahead, Bill Parker.
What you can expect when you turn your heart on God.
Turn your back on God.
Then you're not going to live a life worth anything here on earth. And hey, you can forget about heaven. You're going to live the type of life here on earth that you'll never, ever gain anything worth anything here. Your life will be miserable here because you become hell-bound. You'll start doing all of the hellish things that you can do. And your life gets so wicked down here until you will live a sad life and a hot life when you die. You're on your way to hell. You see, we have been instructed how to go from earth to heaven. And if we don't follow the basic instructions before leaving earth, the Bible, we will go to hell, and we will not live a good life on this earth. You know, when the Christian life is ended, you get blessed. You get blessed. The things happen for you and your family members if they'll keep on doing it. You know, we have children, and those children we are to instruct how to live right. And if they do the living right, they'll be blessed in this life. And you will be blessed, and they'll see it, and they'll know they're walking in the right footsteps. And those are the footsteps of Jesus. And we've been instructed on how to live the most wonderful life here on earth and then die and go to heaven. We got to obey the gospel, obey the truth, get in the church that God has commanded you to get in, live the life, die the life, and heaven will be your home. And it is a wonderful life. God will bless you so until you just can't believe what he's done. And it's hard to tell people the blessings that God put upon you when you're going through trials and tribulation. Some other people are going through some of the same trials you're going through, but they are suffering. They are suffering. They can't get over them. A lot of them die in those pitiful conditions because they live such a wicked life. And when you live a wicked life, you shall be dealt with on this earth by God. You will not be blessed, and you will die and go to hell. Brother Robin.
Thank you, Brother Parker. We're just saying we need to go back to the Bible, because man has really, really always seemed to choose to go the wrong way, thinking he's doing his own thing. And you've been deceived by Satan. He wants you to think that way, keep your mind off God. But we need to go back to the Bible, because that's the way to do it. Go back to what God's word says, and everybody will see a lot of things a lot more clearer. But as long as things are clouded and people are running around in a big frenzy, thinking they're doing their own thing, you're getting further and further away from God. So when you turn your back on God, what can you expect? You think God going to bless you, and you still ignoring all he said? And all he still stood for, you think God to bless you? See, this is what the problem is. We think we're doing our own thing, but actually we're condemning ourselves. When you turn your back on God, Jesus our Lord said, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So we need to see what Jesus said, not what anybody else
said.
So we need to go back to the Bible. And we need to speak what the Bible speaks. Be silent when the Bible is silent. Call Bible things by Bible names and do Bible things in Bible ways. Number to call is 1-347-850-8256. 1-347-850-8256. Call you. Is there a caller there?
Brother Brown is you got a call on?
No, sir, not yet.
Okay.
Well,
feel free to call us because we want to hear what you have to say, because we want to deal with these things on a scriptural standpoint, not based upon the scripture, but according to the scripture. See, too many things are done based on scripture. That don't really mean anything. It should be according to, not based upon. Many things are based upon it, but it should be according to. A lot of the time they make movies in Hollywood that are based on scripture, but they're not according to scripture. See? And that's the problem. And for the average junkie public who don't study the Bible, he can't tell if that's according to scripture or not. People tend to relate to those things they can see. And they'll think the Hollywood version is exactly how it went. Well, Hollywood have editors who would edit certain things in and out of a story, although it may be based upon scripture. That's why it's best to go and see what the Bible actually says about these things. Number to call is 1-347-850-8256. 1-347-850-8256. Well, Paul, are you there?
Yes, and we find in the book of Isaiah, the 49th, he said, comfort ye my people, saith the Lord, comfortably to Jerusalem, and the city unto her, and that her warfare is accomplished, that their iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord hand double for all her sins. Ooh, hey, we need to get comforted. You see what is happening in America now? It is going down in America. We've embraced the most wicked sin on earth. Same-sex marriages. But look at all of the murders, break-ins, just hatefulness, killing. Ooh, hey, some of everything is going on in this country right now. It's all because we have embraced the wickedness of this earth. Your sins will find you out, says the Bible. And certainly, our sins in America finding us out. All of the wickedness that we've done, hatefulness, evilness against one another, against God too. We are embracing it, and we are still trying to do those things, and God is moving against us right now. And that's where we are in this country. We think we're probably one of the greatest nations on earth, and we are showing how great nations fall down. And we certainly are falling down right now. America, take a look at ourselves. Christians, let us start taking a stand against all of this wickedness, being a light in this wickedness. Somebody is looking to do the right thing, and they're trying to find it wherever they can because they're so deeply and wrapped in wickedness they don't know what to do. Please, in Jesus' name, let us try to do the right thing. But people could care less about a Jesus. All it is about their wicked selves, the wickedness they can do to others, the wickedness that they've been doing forever and ever, the hatefulness in their hearts. They're not going to do the right thing. Woo-wee! We know God is going to do something to them. So your sins will find you out. You think you can hide your sins? No, your sins will find you out. Wickedness will not make it on this earth. Will not. Is there any other callers that want to have something to say right now? Please. But Brown, anybody else on?
I'm still here. Thank you, Brother Parker.
Yes,
I want to read a passage from Jeremiah. He gives this very same thing about old earthly Israel in the 8th chapter of Jeremiah. And verse 20, the Bible reads, "The harvest is past. The summer is ended. and we are not saved.
I got it.
For the hurt of the daughter of my people am I hurt. I am black. Astonishment has taken hold on me.
Where the keys?
Is there no bomb in there? Is there no solution there? Why then is not the help of the daughter of my people recovered? He's saying, why are you still sick? If you have the doctor, he said, is there no physician there? Is it? Gilead was known for the balsam trees that gave a certain sap from it that they used for medical properties, for healing and all kind of physical ailments. So he says, is there no balm? That balm there is BALM, that kind of balm, like Ben Gay or Icy Hot, that type of balm. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician? Is there no doctor there? He said, well, if you have the doctor and you have the medicine, then why are you still sick? Why? If we have the Bible right here and we have God's message, delivering the message, then why are we still sick with sin? Because the patient won't take the medicine. That's the problem. I don't care how, and everyone knows that medication is very expensive these days. I don't care how much money you spend on medication, it won't do you any good in the medicine cabinet. You must take the medication as directed. That's how your health is going to recover. But if the patient refuses to take the medicine, then that's why you're still sick. And we, as a nation, we are sick with sin. I remember when I was a kid, that was a song we sang. There's a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There's a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. So we said, why won't the patient take the medicine? If you want to recover, just take the medicine. Amen. So we're asking, let's go to the Bible and see what it says. The number to call is 1-347-850-8256. 1-347-850-8256. Is there a call on the line? Is there a caller there?
But Brown.
I can't hear Brown. You.
Yes, sir. I said no questions at this time.
Okay. Anyway, so we're asking, if we have the medicine and we have the doctor in the house, then why is the patient still sick? Because the patient refused to take the medicine. No matter, and we said, no matter how expensive the medication might be, it won't be any good in the medicine cabinet. You must take the medicine as directed for it to be helpful to your recovery. So we're saying the reason why we're sick in this country is because the patient refused to take the medicine.
But you don't come back tomorrow? I got to get the gas.
As long as that way, we will always have a problem. And because sin never gets any better, sin gets worse. Brother Parker. Are you there, Brother Parker?
Okay, well, we'll be at 8:30 then, okay?
Brother Parker, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here. Okay,
well,
the Bible says, sir.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Notice what Paul said now, and this is what we are saying to you tonight. I beseech you, Romans chapter 12. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Paul is saying, look, it's not unreasonable to present your bodies as a living sacrifice to him. Notice what folk are doing. It's getting totally pathetic in the churches. People are coming on, just throwing something on, T-shirts and pants, or women just coming on, throwing their work clothes on and coming on in. Ooh, hey, you're coming to meet the Lord. The Lord's day is the first day of the week.
We worship him. How much of the day? A day is 12 hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. 12 hours in a day that we are to give to the Lord. And if we don't present the best that we have, why the best? The best because he has blessed you. If you are a real Christian, if you're living the life, you know what God has done for you. And you come to present your bodies. In other words, if you read about what the sacrifices were under the law, the sacrifice, say you have a sheep you were going to sacrifice. That sheep was chosen among the flock of sheep, the finest you could get. They were kept in a special place, fed specially, taken care of specially, so that they could be presented as a sacrifice to the Lord. We are to live the life daily. And we have to do God's will in the midst of a crooked and perverse and wicked generation of people. Come to the worship service as true members of the body of Christ. Present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Ooh-way! We are becoming worse and worse in the U.S. We could care less about a God. We run around hatred and just trying to be sneaky and slick and do anything we want to do, any kind of way we want to do, because we think that we are in charge. You're wrong. God will punish you and put you in a position where you won't know. I've visited a lot of people who live like that in old folks' home, in hospitals, who were suffering in their own houses, who were suffering like dying dogs for living so wicked and treating so people. See, your sins going to find you out. They'll catch up with you. Some people think they're so slick it ain't nothing that nobody can catch, nobody can see. But as you continue to do that mess, God brings you down. And let you be seen of all people that you are wicked, terrible person. Listen, Christians, Bible says, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Not only on the Lord's day, but do it every day in the midst of a crooked and wicked generation. If you got a dress and you're working on a job where you're getting dirty and dressing dirty, at least have a spirit of life that people say there's something different about you. There's something different about you. Something that you know is wrong, that you're going to do the right thing, the right way, all the time in the midst of this crooked and terrible generation that we're in. Brother Robin.
Thank you, Brother Parker. I want to read.
Is there any other talkers on? Brother Brown.
No, sir.
Anybody else?
Thank you very much. Okay, we're going to read a passage from here from Malachi with the mentality of how people have turned away from God. Because they're new, because old Israel did the very same thing. In Malachi chapter 1, look at verse number 6. A son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If I then be a father, where is my honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear, saith the Lord of hosts unto you, old priests that despise my name? And ye say, where have we despised thy name? Ye offer polluted bread upon my altar, and ye say, where have we polluted thee? And that ye say, the table of the Lord is contemptible. And if ye offer the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? And if ye offer the lame and the sick, is it not evil? Suffer it now unto thy governor. Will he be pleased with thee or accept thy person, saith the Lord? He's saying you're offering God your worst. We ought to offer God your best. You get your worst of everything. Even when it comes to worth our money, we want to give God the change. You know, give God your best. Put God's money aside first. We come with this any kind of way, looking any kind of way, thinking it's okay to dress the same way at a nightclub as you are in the worship services. See, and then God is saying, take that same stuff you offer me to the governor and see if he'll be pleased with you. You offer God your worst. But take that stuff if you were invited to have dinner with the president, you wouldn't go up there in your worst. on a cruise and you're invited to sit at the captain's table, you won't go up there and you're worse. You go up there and you try to find some stuff there that's the best thing you have. So you ought to have that same reverence or more reverence for God. We'll turn our back on God, but have respect for everybody else. This is what God is saying. So we're saying, what can you expect when you turn your back on God? See what I mean? This is some people don't even realize. They think worship is a time of entertainment. Worship is not for entertainment. Worship is worship. And while I'm going that way, I want to say this. The people are saying praise and worship. Praise is worship. Praise is a form of worship. Praise and worship. See, listen. The Bible tells us in Acts 2:47, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord asked the church daily since they should be saved. So how were they praising God? They were praising God by singing. They were singing. They weren't dancing or beating or blowing or jumping and kicking and shouting and screaming. No, they praised God by singing. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 13 and verse 15, the Bible says, let us therefore offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of the product of our lips, giving thanks to his name. So they praise God by singing. That's why we're told to sing. We're not told to play instruments of music and worship. We're not told that. We're not told to beat or to jump or dance and blow and all this kind of stuff. And we're called a praise dance. That's people who want to try to find an excuse to dance in church anyway. So if you hide behind a holy dance, that is not worship. That's somebody who want to have the same dance you want to do they did on Saturday, we'll do it on Sunday. But we are told to praise God, but praise is a form of worship. There are five forms of worship that must be done every time we come together on the first day of the week, on the Lord's Day. There are five principles of worship: preaching, praying, giving, communing, and singing. That's the five forms of worship which must be done every time we come together upon the first day of the week. That's the Bible pattern that people have missed and messed up and walked through and transgressed all through the years. Let's go back to the Bible. Let us speak what the Bible speaks. Silence, for the Bible is silent. Calling Bible things by Bible names and doing Bible things in Bible ways. Number to call is 1-347-850-8256. 1-347-850-8256. Is there a call on the line for the Brown? Is there a caller there?
No, sir, not at the moment.
Well, I called you, please. Don't be bashful. Don't be afraid. Feel free. Ask your questions. We'll guarantee you ask your Bible question, we'll give you a Bible answer. The Bible has the answer. Brother Parker, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'd like for one of the callers that's listening to let us know about how do you think about the gays out here passing this law in America that same-sex marriages and all that. What do you think about that? Just honestly let us know. One caller or all the callers, call in. What do you think about that? Is there anyone online, Brother Brown, that will say something or tell us something about that?
Anybody got a question? Question number one button on your phone, the number one button, and we'll get to you.
Or if they want to answer, say something about what I just asked.
Don't be bashful. Please.
Speak out, because we're going to be facing this pretty soon. All the preachers that in this United States that believe in righteousness. Now, we know there's only one church in the Bible. However, there are many so-called churches in this United States and in the world. There are some people that are in churches that are not in the Bible. They do not believe in that. Now, you're going to have to stand up against this foolishness that we have embraced. This is some of the most wicked stuff you can find on earth, and it's going to destroy this country. Every great country that embraced same-sex marriages did not last very long. Historically. Brother Rob, somebody on?
Did I call it that?
No, sir.
Okay. If you go and study the history of this world, or every great nation, one after another, from Babylon on down to Rome, they all fell the same way, from within to moral and social degradation. The same kind of foolishness. They fell from within first, start ignoring God's law from the very beginning, and start doing their own thing. And this is the problem you'll have when people get uppity, thinking, we made it to be the great nation in the world because of our own strength. But you greatly ignore God's grace and God's mercy. And people have a bad habit of getting the big head behind stuff like that. You know, get like, I did it for me. I did this for me. I did this for me. You know, with this I-ism, right? I'm the greatest. I'm this. I'm that. I'm that. We're the greatest. And that's what the problem is. You got a caller there? So then, this is where the problem is, because people are going around having this mentality that they're doing it for themselves. You know, in the book of Jeremiah, we dealt with that very same thing, how Israel thought that they did it because of their own volition, because of their own might, by their own power. And they got so bad that God told them, you're going to see when time comes who we're going to stand, mine or yours, in Jeremiah, the 44th chapter, and verse 28. God says, yet a small number that escape the sword shall return out of the land of Egypt, of the land of Judah. And all the remnant of Judah that are gone into the land of Egypt to sojourn there shall know whose words shall stand, mine or theirs. Amen. Jesus, our Lord, said, he'll hurt me, pass away, but my words shall never pass away. And we're going to we got to face that in the judgment, because we're going to offer him for God and give him account for this. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 9:27, for as it is appointed to men once to die, after this, the judgment. You know, we got to give an account of these things. But people think I did it myself while we're really ignoring God. So what can you expect when you turn your back on God thinking I did my own thing? As that song goes, I did it my way. What about God's way? You know, because you're always going to mean anything. God said through Isaiah, as high as the heavens are above the earth. That's not how God's ways are to our ways. And God's thoughts to our thoughts. So our thoughts don't really mean anything. If you want to go to where God is, now if you want to go to hell, then no power to you. Go right on. Why stop in church if you want to go? If you want to go, go. But if you want to be saved, you must do it God's way. The number to call is 1-347-850-8256. 1-347-850-8256. Is that a caller there? Is that a caller there?
That's about a pocket phone. He got a lot of background on her.
Yeah, I hear it. Is there a caller there?
No, we don't have a caller. No, sir. No caller now.
Okay, but we're still saying, let's just go to the Bible and see what it says. Don't come with opinions or personal feelings, because they don't mean a thing. Let's go to see what the Bible actually says, because people got a bad habit, want to do their own thing. They want to be concerned about what God said in God's word. So we're saying we won't get our opinions or our personal feelings, but only give what the Bible says. We're going to speak what the Bible speaks. We're going to be silent while the Bible is silent. We're going to call Bible things by Bible names and do Bible things in Bible ways. Number to call is 1-347-850-8256. That's 1-347-850-8256. Brother Brian, you there? Give me a comment.
Brother Brown.
Brian, you there? Give me a comment.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Okay, give me a comment as to what can people expect when they turn their back on God? What can you expect?
I think a lot of people turn their back on God because they don't believe in God or they don't know God, you know. Because I know a lot of people that are atheists. They don't believe in God. They just believe in themselves, you know. I think that's a big part of it, too.
Well, I'll say this to the atheists. The Bible says, so you come before you even got was born, because the Bible says in Psalm 14, verse 1, for food has it in his heart. There is no God. But I will say this, if you don't believe in God, well, I actually did this question. Do you believe in death? Because the Bible says that after it's born to man once to die, after it's the judgment. So we're all born that way. The Bible said that. Now, if you don't believe in God, you believe in death because everybody dies. Man, doctors die. Undertakers are taken under. Amen. So you may well face it. You may not believe in God, but you're going to believe in death because it's going to come up on all of us. We're all going the way of all flesh. However, from earth to glory, you need to obey the gospel. The gospel to transport man from earth to glory. When death comes on all of us, it's the gospel that saves your soul. Now, just because men choose not to believe it does not nullify the word of God. The Bible is still right, whether men believe it or not. The Bible says in Romans 3 and verse 3, and what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? God forbid. Yea, let God be true. That's every man alive. The Bible is right for whether men believe it or not. You can cuss, you can fuss, you can swell up, and but when you get through, the Bible is still right. And I'm going to call this 1-347-850-8256. 1-347-850-8256. Brother Paul, are you there?
Yes, yes. And we have to remember that we have embraced the same kind of wickedness Israel did when they were blessed by God. In the book of Malachi, God did not speak to man for 400 years. It was only in John, the third chapter, that God began to talk back to man. He had blessed his people, and they had left him. You know, look how people's heads have jumped time since America has been blessed. Everybody, even when those that were poor, they can get free foods and free place to stay and cash every month at some time that did not exist. But you see in America, everybody can be blessed in America, and their heads have jumped time, and we are doing all of the wickedness and everything like generations before us have done. God's people, we call ourselves America, the Christian nation. I think we need to wipe that Christian out of it holistically, but there are still some Christians left. But Satan is doing a terrible job in America. Like when God blessed people to have stuff and things, They just get outrageously crazy and think that they are God. They don't need any God, because look what I have. I have this mansion for myself. I have this expensive car of mine. I have this expensive jewelry that I have. Look at the suits I wear. Look at the dresses I wear. I am somebody because look at my bank account. Look at my stuff. Look at my things. We're doing the same thing repeatedly that has been done throughout the Bible. Humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, and he shall exalt you in due time. That's different from you exalting yourself. When you serve the Lord, He'll bless you according to that you can handle, the things that you can do with the help of God. And see, right now, America has, it has jumped time. It's going out of control. There are some people on slow jobs. We're supposed to be poor people on jobs making $13 an hour. $13 an hour for their income. That's where they start at, working at Bucky's and working at some of our shops for hamburgers and stuff. $13 an hour. Ooh. When I was coming up as a teenager, you know, your salary, you were good if you were making $1 an hour. You were good then. But now our heads have jumped time because of the prosperity that God has supplied unto this country called America, the Christian nation. Brother Paul, but anybody want to speak?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, sir.
I remember when I was growing up, in my teenage years back in the 70s, the minimum wage was $1.65 an hour.
Amen.
That was minimum wage when I was a teenager back in the 70s, $1.65 an hour. And we were glad to get that. I think
Amen.
You can all get $5, $6, and $30 an hour. Not you ought to thank God. You ought to yell for the exact kind of hour, because back in my day, it wasn't like that at all, you know.
The point
to the matter is, we should be thankful to God for everything. Be thankful.
Amen.
You are thankful enough to obey the gospel of Christ. He died for all of us. He died. Turn your Bible to 2 Corinthians. Watch this. Turn your Bible to 2 Corinthians. We're going to look at the fifth chapter. In the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, look at verse 15. The Bible says, "And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man as the flesh. Neither we have known Christ as the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more in that manner. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." See, so he died for all of us. We should be thankful. We should be running to obey the gospel since he died for us, knowing that this is coming upon all of us, but that the only way is through Christ Jesus. He said in John the 14th chapter and verse 6, he said, "No man comes to the Father but by me." It's too many folks, they won't have God the Father without God the Son. You can't have it that way. Christ says, "No man comes to the Father but by me." Now, you may not want to confess it, but you're going to have to. I would rather confess it now, willingly, than be forced to confess it and still while I'm going to hell. The point is, you cannot help God the Father without God the Son. That's the way God set it up. Christ Jesus our Lord said in John 14:6, "No man comes to the Father but by me." You can't bypass Christ Jesus and go right to God the Father. No, you must come through Christ Jesus. And the only way to get to him is by way of the gospel. This is what I'm trying to tell people. To tell people that they need Jesus, but then you neglect to tell them how to get it, that's doing them an injustice. To tell them they need Jesus, but then don't tell them how to get it, you cannot have Jesus without the gospel. Christ will not save anyone without obeying the gospel, because that's the way he set it up. It's by way of the gospel and no place else. God put salvation in one place, the gospel. He could put it where he wants to, but he chose to put it in the gospel, and that's what salvation is. If you don't get salvation that God offers, it only comes by way of the gospel. Number to call is 1-347-850-8256. 1-347-850-8256. Brother Parker?
Yes. And that's something we need to know, that God fixed it so that everybody can be saved. Jesus came here and lived a life. He died that all men might have a right to the tree of life. What are you talking about, that tree of life? We're talking about to be saved in Christ Jesus. That's the living, the only life that we have been ordained to live is a Christian life. That means a Christ-like life. And every human being on this earth has that right. Acts 15 and verse 7 in your Bible, the Bible says, after there had been much disputing, Peter rose up and said, men and brethren, you know how a good while ago that God made choice among us that the Gentiles, by my mouth, should both hear the word and believe. So the word of God is for any race, any color, any creed, anybody on earth that will obey the word of God, hear the gospel, believe the gospel, repent of your sins, confess Christ, and be buried in the water of grave of baptism for the remission or forgiveness of all of your past sins. Live right, die right, heaven will be your home. And you'll live a wonderful life on this side as well. We got to understand that a lot of men out here call themselves pastors, preachers, reverend, which is wrong. Reverend is mentioned one time in the Bible, Psalms 111 and verse 9. He has sent redemption unto his people. He has kept his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. Look at verse 1. It's talking about God and not any man. But a lot of people who call themselves healers and godly men called reverends and pastors and all, they're saying that you can be saved just by believing in your heart. Accept Christ in your... Who in the ham sandwich do you think that you are? Christ said, come unto me. But now you telling him to come and get in your heart? Your heart is so wicked and rotten, God, that he's trying to save you by you coming to him, not him coming in you. Christ told you what to do. Obey the gospel. The Bible says in Acts chapter 2, beginning at verse 38 on through, and about 20,000 were saved that day into Christ Jesus. They were baptized. They came unto him. Their sins were washed away in the water. And since then, there have been millions and millions of more baptized. That's what gets rid of your sin. And you got to come to Christ through way of the gospel. When they heard the gospel, they obeyed the gospel, and they became members of the body of Christ. It's not opening your heart up and let Christ, are you crazy? Open your heart up and let Christ come into your heart, and you're going to be saved. That's a lie above all lies, almost. Hi, Christ didn't come and live on this earth and die for you to open your wicked arms up and tell Christ to come into you. You got to come to Christ. The Bible says in Acts 2 and 30, when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts. Heard what? The gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They were cut in the heart. And he said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So we have to come to Jesus, and Jesus is not coming to us. You think he came and lived that life he lived and died on the cross to come into your heart? You've lost your mind, Brother Robin.
Thank you, Brother Parker. Yeah, I heard a radio advertisement today and yesterday. It was advertising the popular lady, Shirley Caesar, and they called her Pastor. And then one lady from this popular praise church called herself Pastor. Apparently, you're not reading your Bible, because a woman can't be a pastor according to the Bible. And besides, a pastor is not a preacher anyway, according to the Bible. See, apparently, people are not reading their Bible. Because if you're reading your Bible, you would know a woman can't be a pastor. She don't qualify. Because a pastor, according to the Bible, must be the husband and one wife. That knocks out all women. And then, if you study the Bible, you find out that a pastor is not a preacher anyway. A pastor is an elder. And you can't have just one. You must have a plurality of them, two or more, according to the scripture. So it is blatantly obvious that people are not reading their Bibles. They're just doing things because what's popular. Just because a certain thing is popular does not make it correct. Popularity does not equal correctness. You got to go back to the Bible and see what it says. I passed by the big building over there for the old summit, and they call it Lakewood Church now, and it got pastors, Joel and was in there, and his wife Osteen, pastors. A woman can't be a pastor. And I passed my teacher. Anyway, you know, go back and do it the way the Bible said it. That's what I'm saying. How many folks out there unaware of that? You lady pastors out there, call us and tell us what you started to qualify to be a pastor with when the Bible is totally against it. Call us. Let's discuss these things. You so-called pastors, I know you're listening. Come online and let's deal with this, because the Bible is right, and we'll only use the Bible as our source, not our opinion or our personal feelings. Let's go back to the Bible. Let us speak what the Bible speak again. Let's be silent when the Bible is silent. We call Bible things by Bible names and do Bible things in Bible ways. Is there a call on the line? Let's discuss these things. Let's have courage.
If you got anybody got a question, just press number one button, the number one button, and I can bring you in.
Even if they want to get on and say something. Mm-hmm.
I have to disagree with Brother Robbins on one thing. That a woman can call herself a pastor. They have their own church.
Well, that's hers. But I'm talking about the Lord's church. Because,
I know. Yeah, I know. But like I say, if somebody had their own church and take Christ out of it, and they had their own church, they can do anything they want to do.
Yeah, if that's yours. Exactly. But if you want to claim it to be the Lord's church, you must do it the Lord's way. Now, if you bring your own thing and you can call yourself, well, you walk on yourself, but there's no salvation in it. Amen. You can call it as you want. Be like Flint Wilson. Remember years ago, Flint Wilson, he had a church called the Church of What's Happening Now. Amen. And that's what the Lord, to a lot of these places, you know, doing their own thing, the Church of What's Happening Now. But as far as the Bible is concerned, the Lord's church wears the Lord's name and do things the Lord's way, the way the Bible describes it. And a woman cannot be a pastor in the Lord's church. And a pastor is not a preacher in the Lord's church. A pastor is an elder, and you can't have just one. There has to be a plurality of them, two or more. And they're the overseers of the church. They don't run it. They oversee it to make sure it's done scripturally. Amen.
Amen.
The number to call is 1-347-850-8256. 1-347-850-8256. Brother Paul, close it out. Brother Paul, close it out.
Yes. And one thing we need to understand, we must, if we're going to go to heaven, we must follow the instructions of the Bible. And under the New Testament, we must hear the word of God, Acts 15:7. Believe the word of God, Hebrews 11:6. Repent of our sins, Luke 13:3. Confess Christ to be the Son of God, Matthew 10:32. And be buried in the watery grave of baptism, Acts 2:37-38. That puts you into the church, the only church that's written in the Bible. And my Lord, we hope, trust, and pray that you've gotten this message right, and visit a church of Christ in your area before it's everlastingly too late for you to save your soul. To this end, we communion to God and to the words of his grace, which is able to keep you, build you up, and give you an inheritance among those that are sanctified. May God bless you, and we close with a prayer. Father God, we come humbly bowed before thy throne of grace. Thank you, kind Father, for another wonderful day that you've granted unto us. Not that we've been so good, but we know it's through your grace, Jesus Christ, that you made this day possible for us. Bless us, Father, and bless Brother Robbins and myself and Brother Brown and all those other members of the body of Christ, preachers, teachers, and those that want to live the right life. get into the church. We beg that you'll become members of the body of Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us all say amen.
Amen. We're out of time. Thank you very much, Paul.